You're listening to the Ideal Business Show with Pat Rigsby. This is the place where fitness and health entrepreneurs come to learn how to make more income, have more impact, and enjoy more freedom. If you'd like to build your ideal business, listen in to this episode. And if you'd like to work with me to do it faster, you can email me at pat@patrigsby.com. Hey, it's Pat, and I want to take you through a selling bootcamp for fitness professionals, because sales is really one of the things that fitness professionals get hung up with when they get in this industry. And it makes sense, because when somebody comes into the fitness industry, usually it's because they're passionate about service. They're passionate about helping people. They love being in the gym, but they don't come from a business background. So selling is something they have to kind of get comfortable with or gravitate to. So I want to take you through a few steps that I think can really help you not only become comfortable with selling, but become very successful with selling. The first thing that we want to talk about is that selling is really not this adversarial thing. I know that sometimes it's painted that way or presented that way, that this is you against the prospect. I mean, we talk about things like closing the sale. We talk about overcoming objections, things that make it feel like a competition, like it's an adversarial thing. It's you against the prospect. In reality, that's not the case. In fact, it's not the case at all. Really, all selling is helping somebody, right? Nobody can become your client until they've been sold, until they've purchased. And if we think about this, this is kind of the gateway or the barrier to entry for us to be able to help the prospect reach their goals, to help them solve their problems. And if you embrace this, if you embrace the fact that, hey, if I'm sitting down with somebody in an opportunity to present what I have to offer, an opportunity or a situation to sell them something that potentially can change their life, well, you owe it to them to actually follow through and make this sale. And that's something that I don't think is presented in most sales books. I don't think it's presented in most courses. And I know it's not something that is part of certifications or most fitness industry educational offerings. So that's number one. We have to see selling as helping. The second thing that we need to probably get past as a fitness professional, if we want to be successful in sales, is we have to be okay with money. And this is something that I've heard from literally thousands of fitness business owners, fitness professionals who are in a selling environment, is that they're just not comfortable asking somebody for money. But there are a couple things that we have to consider. The first is that this is simply a value exchange. You're giving something to somebody, your services, your expertise, your time, your experience, your accountability and motivation, all those things that you're providing to them, those are valuable. Those are things that are going to literally change somebody's life. And in exchange, not only are they investing money, something of value, right? They're investing their time and their commitment and their effort in order to obtain the result that they want. So this is simply a value exchange to help them achieve their goal. That's something that we have to embrace. There's nothing wrong with this because it's a partnership. We're working together. When somebody hires us, we are in partnership to help them move towards their goal. We're now a team. The second part of the money factor, to get past the fact that this is simply a value exchange, we're giving something and we're receiving something, is that sometimes we impose our own beliefs about money on the person that we're sitting across from. And we think that maybe the fee that we're asking for, maybe we're asking somebody to pay us $400 a month for personal training, and maybe to us, that's a lot of money. You know, I know as a young person that seemed like this just staggering amount of money. And I thought about, well, could somebody actually invest this much? I mean, frankly, it was more than my car payment. It was almost as much as my apartment rent. So the thought of somebody investing $400 a month just seemed overwhelming. But the reality was, at that point in my life, I was probably making about $30,000 a year. So this amount of money, this, you know, what basically was close to $5,000, was almost 1/6 of my total income. But let's kind of switch roles here. What about the person who's making $200,000 a year? Well, them investing $5,000 is just a drop in the bucket, right? I mean, it's a fraction of the investment, or I guess their overall worth, and the value that they're getting is tremendous. The quality of life that they're gonna receive, I mean, potentially increasing their lifespan and certainly increasing their quality of life, their confidence, their health, their strength, their, really their overall just way they get to experience life improves dramatically, and they're only having to invest really what amounts to, you know, a couple percent of their overall income. So we shouldn't be imposing those same views of money for somebody who may be very much early in their earning lifespan on somebody who might be further along, and maybe in this value exchange, they're getting so much more than they're giving. So as we start to think about kind of the hangups, the obstacles when we get into a selling situation, once we're past that and we understand that we're solving their problem, we're helping them reach their goals in a way that maybe they can't on their own. Maybe they've tried before. Maybe they've invested in other fitness situations, joined a health club, hired a trainer in the past, joined some sort of boutique fitness business. Maybe they've tried to do things on their own and purchased equipment, and they've not been able to solve this problem themselves. Well, now we're the answer. We're the person who can help solve their problem. So that's where we get into this, the actual mechanics of selling. And that's what I want to transition to now. If we know that we're helping and we know that they've got a defined problem to solve, we need them to talk about it. We need them to essentially pull back the curtain and help us understand what they're thinking. So I've got a three-step process that you can follow that I know is going to help you sell more training and also do it in a way that makes you feel good about it. The first step is we're simply going to ask them a question, and you can kind of mold or modify this question to fit the type of thing that you're selling, but here's kind of the format. I would ask you as the prospect, okay, so tell me 12 months from now, what would be a dream come true result for you? And so now they get to paint this picture of where they're trying to go. They get to illustrate the outcome they want, right? This is why they're here. They want to get to this place and they've not been able to do it on their own. And that tells you, once they articulate this, that tells you how valuable this is to them. I mean, they may tell you that they want to lose some weight. They may want to tell you they want to increase their confidence or improve their health. But we want them to articulate this in a really vivid way. Now, if you get an incomplete answer, a really short answer, then we just want to dig a little bit further. Well, tell me more about that. Tell me what that means to you. And just get them to expound on what this dream come true result is for them. So that's step one. Step two is we want them to tell us what they think is holding them back. Now, you as the expert, you may have a different opinion about what's holding them back, but we have to understand this is about them. We're solving their problem. So we want to know where they're at mentally. We want to know where their hangups are, what they believe. Plus, this is a great qualifying question, because if you guys are totally on different pages about what it's going to take for them to be successful, you need to know that up front before you take them on as a client. So we've asked them about their dream come true. Now, the second question is, so what do you feel needs to change or happen for you to get there? Now, the beauty of this is in most selling environments, we take on the responsibility of telling somebody what they need to change. But the truth is, they're never going to get results until they embrace change themselves, until they say, yes, I need to change in order to get the desired outcome, right? I mean, the definition of insanity is pretty simple, right? It's doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. So if we ask them this question and they tell you, okay, I need more motivation. I need to be more consistent. I need some accountability. I need to be consistent with my diet. I need to know what to do. There's so much information out there. I don't know how to sift through it. Well, they're telling you exactly what they feel needs to happen. And so all you have to do is essentially insert your solution into this conversation, right? You need to be able to say, well, great, here's how we can help you. And that leads me to the third step in this selling process. And that is, we want to give them an alternate choice close. We want to give them two different options so they feel in control of their future. They feel like, okay, well, I can choose the best option for me out of these multiple options that are available. Now, ideally, two options is perfect, but you're welcome to have three, but I wouldn't go beyond three options because the confused mind says no. So you may say, okay, well, we've got a couple different ways that we can help you accomplish the things that they just told you in that second question. We have a program where you can work with me two days a week, and we're going to meet in this format, and it's going to be this sort of investment. Or you can work with me 3 days a week, and we're going to work in this format, and it's going to be this sort of investment. Now, which one would you like to get started with? Now, you see how simple that was, right? We didn't have to convince them of anything. They convinced themselves. They've already said they need to change. They want to change, and they acknowledge that it needs to happen in order to get the result that they want to obtain. So go through this simple three-step process. Ask them what their dream come true result is. Ask them what they feel like needs to change or happen to get there, and then present them a couple different options that will allow them to overcome those challenges or obstacles and reach their goals. Do that. Don't let any previous hangups with money or any kind of negative feelings about sales get in your way, because all you're doing is helping them solve a problem, and you'll do great. Thanks for listening, and I've got a special gift for you. I'm giving away copies of my two best-selling books, The Fitness Entrepreneur's Handbook and The Ideal Business Formula. To get your copies, head over to patrigsby.com/gift.